Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The count has begun of freshly identified cases of the COVID-19 variant, believed to be significantly more contagious than the original. Now California Governor Gavin Newsom says a case has been identified there. In Colorado, meanwhile, health officials say a state National Guard member is the first reported U.S. case of the COVID-19 variant, first detected in the U.K. and South Africa. As Desmond O'Boyle from member station KUNC reports, state officials are investigating a possible second case involving another Guard member.
The two National Guard members were deployed on December 23rd to a nursing home with a virus outbreak in a small town outside Denver. Dr. Rachel Herlihy is Colorado's epidemiologist.
We have an extensive investigation underway to identify all contacts the cases may have had in the 2 weeks leading up to their deployment, as well as any other contacts outside of the facility they may have had during their deployment.
The new and seemingly more contagious variant of the coronavirus was first identified in the UK and South Africa and has been found in several other countries. Health officials say the vaccines being given now are thought to be effective against the new strain. For NPR News, I'm Desmond O'Boyle in Greeley.
The U.S. trade deficit widened last month as consumers snapped up tens of billions of dollars worth of imported goods. NPR's Scott Horsley has details.
Imports and exports both rose in November, but the jump in imports was significantly larger, and the trade deficit widened to nearly $85 billion. Surging demand for consumer products accounted for much of the jump in imports. The U.S. is now buying more stuff from overseas than it did a year ago, while exports from the U.S. to other countries have yet to recover to pre-pandemic levels. Exports of food saw some of the strongest gains last month, up more than 4% from October. Food exports have soared almost 20% over the last year, even as exports in most other categories have slumped. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Argentina has become the first big Latin American country to legalize abortion. NPR's Philip Reeves explains how that happened.
Those who've campaigned, some of them for decades, to secure this change in Argentina, hope that there will now be a sort of ripple effect across the landscape. At the moment, abortion is largely banned in the region, except in cases of rape or where the mother's life's at risk, but it's only legal in a couple of relatively small countries, Uruguay, Guyana, and Cuba. So these activists hope that there's going to be a domino effect and it'll energize people, for example, fighting to get abortion removed from the criminal code in Colombia.
NPR's Philip Reeves. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 73 points, hitting a record high of 30,409 points. The NASDAQ ended the day 19 points higher. This is NPR News. Crude oil futures prices ended higher on the New York Mercantile Exchange. The near-month contract for the benchmark grade rose 40 cents, closing at $48.40 a barrel. Dawn Wells, the actress best known as Marianne on the 1960s sitcom Gilligan's Island, has died of complications related to COVID-19. She was 82. NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkas has details.
Actress Dawn Wells was synonymous with the character of Marianne on Gilligan's Island, the wide-eyed, pigtailed, wholesome girl next door. The show ran for only three seasons, starting in 1964, but it defined Wells as an actress, and it's run for decades in syndication. Wells even named her 2014 self-help book, What Would Marianne Do? Wells started out as a beauty queen. In the early 1960s, she appeared on shows like 77 Sunset Strip and Bonanza. In recent decades, she began producing as well, including a TV movie called Surviving Gilligan's Island. Anastasia Tsiolkas, NPR News, New York.
In Ireland, school holidays have been extended and all non-essential retail is shutting down as of January 1st. A surge in new strain of COVID-19 virus cases has taken a previously low coronavirus count to over 1,200 cases a day, compounding the spread of the virus and easing of public health measures before the Christmas holidays. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.